back to the Hoops Temple podcast. Y'all know me, Nathan Schwartz, and joining me on the computer, Belangela. How's it going?
Going well.
Good, good. But Belangela and I were once employed by the same company, became friends there. Belangela is, how would you describe yourself on the internet?
Just a dilly-dallier, just a goofball, just a silly little gal. That's what I am on the internet.
A silly little gal, but also a nerdy silly little gal with lots of good video game and anime and SpongeBob takes. I watched one of your streams. It was actually the day before your interview.
Hired in.
Yeah, because you put it on your resume.
Listen, I didn't want there to be a gap there. Like, I had to look like I was doing something with my time.
that's good hiring practices, though. If you're in HR, you check out what's on people's resumes. You look at it. So, Angela, what would you say your relationship is to basketball, and specifically the NBA?
Okay. I wasn't really into basketball. I did it for 4 years. I was in basketball from fifth grade to eighth grade, and I only played posts, so I was always under the hoop. I was in charge of getting those rebounds. I don't think I ever really, I wasn't that aggressive, so I wasn't really like jumping up for them. I was just kind of hoping they would fall into my hand. Like, just not a very big basketball person IRL, like me playing.
Sure.
But my brother loved the NBA. Same thing with my dad, but my brother mainly, like, that was his stuff. And we would play like 2K all the time together. And he would show me, like, I don't know what it is about NBA memes, but they're the funniest things in the entire universe. Like, I would go back to having a Twitter just to be on like NBA Twitter and see those silly memes.
Sure.
But like, that's kind of like what got me into it. And like, then me and my brother, we would start going to Piston games. I know, Pistons fan, it is rough right now. I used to like the Suns for a while. I don't really have an answer as to why. Like, I have a few like Phoenix Sun shirts. Yeah. I like
what
them.
Era of Phoenix Suns them were you a part of?
Oh my god, it was like in high school. I want to say like 2017. Like,
they weren't even good then.
No, they were so bad. I remember watching their games and I'd be like, wait, why am I a fan of them?
Hey, you know, sometimes it's fun to root for the bad teams. Like, there is enjoyment in like mediocrity or chaos or just bad times. Like, I mean, as Pistons fans, what you have to learn to embrace, right?
Oh my god, yes. Like, I have to like deal with just being like, yes, Cunningham is on my team. Like, that's what I have to deal with. So embracing it.
Well, you posted a video to your YouTube channel not too long ago about how to save dying franchises. The Pistons should probably look into that. Although your your video was about video game franchises and how to kind of freshen things up. And you brought up NBA Street Volume 3, where it's not just NBA players, but it is also the Nintendo franchise IP, the Beastie Boys, and I feel like something else. But, and that gave me the idea to invite you on because we just had the NBA celebrity game, and those games are always awful. There are a bunch of people that no one knows who they are. We had a YouTube streamer with us last year, No Knock. That's what we are. They had a chef. They had
a chef.
Yeah. Apparently he's like a 5-star chef, which, like, I'm down to check out the food, but I was like, where's the basketball connection here?
We're like people that are into this.
They did have the guy that played Magic Johnson in HBO's Winning Time, and I was like, I'm down to see if he could actually hoop. That's like kind of cool.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have some WNBA players, some ex-NBA players, some NFL guys, but like, I felt like we could do a better All-Star game, and specifically a better 2K celebrity All-Star game. So we're here to draft our teams. Angela, would you like the first pick? Anybody from either real world celebrity, TV, movies, video games, anime, if it's a person or has two hands and can shoot a basketball, who are you going with?
Okay, I think my first draft is going to be the Psycho from the Borderlands series. I don't know if you've ever played Borderlands.
Why the Psycho? What is the Psycho got going on?
Aggressive. He's aggressive, and that's something I lacked. And I love seeing aggressive players on the court.
So are we thinking like Dennis Rodman, Ron Artest, like psycho aggressive? I mean, I guess it's in the name. God. He's a psycho.
What was the guy that was on the Pistons that got into a fight? I cannot remember his name.
Ben Wallace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. For my first pick, I've been watching a ton of One Piece right now. So I'm going to go with Monkey D. Luffy. I feel like the ability to stretch those gumbo arms, that has got to be useful in a basketball context, right?
Yeah, you won't even have to jump. Like, you can just dunk by just shooting his arm up.
Yeah. I considered Robin, but because, like, she can just make billions of arms appear. But I feel like Luffy's probably, you know, he's got a little bit more celebrity, a little bit more gravitas there. The fans are going to come to see him play.
Like, I feel like, too, like, he could totally be, like, just, like, the star of the team. Like, the LeBron James of, like, this, like, character team. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, yeah, like, I got a Luffy jersey. Like, he is the best.
Yeah. And I think part of the celebrity game is you have to have people that someone's excited to see. You can't have the, like, most obscure third character. Like, I forget who is the lightning guy that they fought in Skypiea.
Oh my God, like the weird god dude. I can't even, like Enaru, I think it was Enaru.
He would have been so good at basketball, but does anyone care about watching Enaru play basketball? I don't think so.
No, not in the slightest.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm going with Luffy.
Perfect. Awesome.
Who is your second pick?
Oh my God. Okay.
I really hope we don't have too much overlap because I do not have a lot of video game and anime knowledge, but I do have some real celebrities here.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess I could like totally throw in a celebrity.
Real life person.
Like Kurt Russell, like the guy that did like Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China. And I think Sky High, like that Disney movie.
Yeah.
I think he would be good. Maybe like younger Kurt Russell. I don't even know how old he is now. Yeah, I feel like he would also be kind of like the Kevin Durant of the team. Like he would just leave and everyone would be mad at him. So
deuces him out.
Just hop all over. Yeah.
I like it. I guess I'll go with a real life person as well. I'm going to go Jason Momoa. I just feel like whatever he's in, he just brings fun and like craziness too. I don't know that it's going to go particularly well. I don't know what his skill set is, but I imagine him like, I'm just going to dribble and then chuck it from half court because why not? And like, let's.
And everyone's mad because he doesn't make it.
Yeah, but you know he'd be fun to watch. He'd be entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. He'd be like the most entertaining.
Great social media presence.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who's your third pick?
God, let me take a look. I think Sonic.
Oh, I didn't even think about Sonic. That's
yeah,
a lot of
he's
speed.
Very, very fast. And he can also turn himself into a ball. So, like, let's say, like, I don't know what happened to this hypothetical basketball, but it's gone. And so now they have to use Sonic. I feel like he could. I mean, they have to trust that he won't cheat, but, like, he could. And, like, that's like the winning team. Like he's gonna win every time.
What if he just like rolls himself into a ball around the ball and then he can just like speed through and like pop up and then someone can dunk him?
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that either. Like, because you can't even get that. Like, how are you gonna play defense against something like that? Like
exactly. Do you have anyone tall on your team?
Oh my God, I don't think I do. Wait, hold on.
I don't know. I don't think Kurt Russell's all that tall. How tall is the psycho?
Very not tall.
Okay.
Let me think of a tall person I could add. Oh my God, I was just like thinking of just like the most obscure people like to be on like a basketball team and trying to make it work, you know?
See, you have to have someone tall to dunk the Sonic the Hedgehog basketball.
I guess I would throw like Sephiroth in there. Like he's really tall and he's got a sword. So
what is Sephiroth from?
He's from Final Fantasy.
Sephiroth, Final Fantasy.
Sephiroth.
Seth with a P?
Like, have you ever played? You played Smash Bros.
Oh yeah, but my Smash Bros. Character is Samus.
It's. I mean, I've never played Final Fantasy, but there's this really silly like remix of like Sephiroth's like fighting tune, and it's like the Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack, and that's the only reason why I'm like even a fan of him, because like I can't listen to that song and be like, I don't care, so I have to pretend to care. But
fair. All right, wait, are you picking Sephiroth for your team then?
I mean, for a tall person, I guess I have to, right?
All right, then that's, you've made four picks. I gotta make two to catch up here.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go with Aaron Jaeger from Attack on Titan. He's small. But when he goes Titan mode, he gets very big. And I think that's going to be useful on a basketball court, right?
Right.
So, and then I'm going with size again. I'm going with Reinhardt.
Reinhardt from Overwatch.
Does Reinhardt get to keep the mech suit? I think that needs to be discussed.
I think he can.
Okay, then I've got both speed and size. Like, you know, Giannis going down the lane with all that strength and aggression? Imagine if he had Reinhardt's jet boosters behind his back. Like, that's like a better version of Giannis, right?
Yeah, and hit that, like, that shield for defense. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just cruising on the court.
Can't get in the paint. Can't get a shot.
No, that's a perfect pick.
Thank you. I do put have some Overwatch
characters, too. That's, yeah.
All right, so that's four for me, four for you. Who is your fifth?
Let me throw on an Overwatch character for you. I'm going to do Zenyatta. Just because when he transcends, he has arms, like a ton of different arms. So like, I don't know if technically, because he doesn't walk, if it's traveling, if he does have the ball. But I feel like he'd be good, like at least under the hoop, playing post, just getting rebounds and just tossing them.
See, I was thinking of him like a Steph Curry. Like the man's got some aim. He is, you know, launching those orbs from threes. Distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Zen, underrated pick. I was trying to figure out which Overwatch character was going to be my choice. I felt like Reinhardt might have been too obvious. Zen is low-key sneaky. I like it. Yeah. All right, I'm going with a real person here. I was trying to think which celebrity musicians would get people out or get people interested. Are you a Young Gravy fan?
I know him. I don't listen to him, though.
My thing about Young Gravy, he's one... I just find him hilarious. I feel like his whole shtick, maybe not like the most musically talented, but hilarious. And he's like 6'8". The dude is really ginormous. That tall? Yes. Look, just Google a picture of him right now.
I'm looking it up. Oh my God, he is. Holy shit. Yeah.
Right?
Damn. I did not know he was that tall.
Like, this is someone the NBA All-Star Game should actually try to get is, hey, he's like, what, maybe a C-list rapper, but huge. He could go ball. Be fun to have out there.
It's a good pick. I should have looked. I don't know why I wasn't thinking tall for basketball. I was just like, okay, like silly.
I mean, you got Sonic. You got speed on me.
That's true. I mean, like musician wise, though, I was thinking Beethoven. Just because it'd be insane. Just like imagine, like you're like going to this basketball game and like brand new team. Beethoven's just out on the court. Like, what do you even say to that? You know, no one's gonna believe you.
Yeah.
People are going to think this is fake.
But then he just throws down an alley-oop.
Exactly. Like, I feel like he'd be so good at, like, I would even say three-point, like, shots. Like, I feel like he'd be tossing them just like rocks going into the water. Like, he'd be crazy.
You know, the thing about being a musician is it's all about feeling the rhythm of the music. And, like, it...
That as well.
Translates to being a point guard, translates to game flow. Yeah, Beethoven, good choice.
He's going to have that discipline too, right? Because, you know, being classically trained, like, that's like, that takes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, you've already gotten your psycho guy out there. I think my team needs a little bit of crazy. I've gone with, like, Reinhardt and whatnot. God, for my crazy, I'm going with Waluigi.
Oh, my God. He's tall, too. I don't even know why I didn't think of Waluigi.
Waluigi is the best Mario character. I am mad that he's not
best Mario character?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really going to say that?
Who do you think is the best Mario character?
Listen, that's a totally different, like, subject podcast because I'll talk about it for 4 hours straight. But
just give me the highlights. Who are your, like, top three?
Top three? Luigi's number one. Just automatically number one.
Waluigi is a better Luigi.
He's purple.
Yeah. Purple's great.
That's the purple. No. He's the color of the Lakers. Okay.
As a Lakers fan, I see no problem in this.
I see major problems with that.
Okay, so Luigi, who else?
Kamek, the wizard guy. He's awesome. He just makes noises and he shoots magic at you.
Who is Kamek? I'm not deep enough in my Mario. I grew up with Mario. What have they done to the beautiful game I love?
He's from old games. He's not like new.
I have no idea who he is. All right, who's number three?
Number three, Lakitu.
Who?
The he's the guy from like Super Mario 64, and he follows you with the camera. He's also the one that's on a cloud on in like the 2D Mario games, and he throws shells at you.
I did not know his name. His name is Lakitu?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, I've got six guys already. Luffy, Jason Momoa, Aaron Yeager, Reinhardt, Young Gravy, and Waluigi. What is your team looking like thus far?
You just named off everyone, and I still feel like my team is like really weak because I have like Psycho, Kurt Russell, Sephiroth for height. I mean, Zenyatta and Sonic, I think, are like
my Sonic is a best superstar
players right now. Yeah.
All right. Who are you picking next?
Okay. I don't know if you've ever played this game, but Engineer from Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
Just because I feel like he's super like handy and he's creative. Not saying he would use a sentry turret on the court, but I feel like other teams would be scared of him because of that knowledge, you know, where it's like, okay, that guy can just out of thin air create a sentry gun. Let's be careful, you know?
So are you thinking the sentry gun would be more useful offensively or defensively?
Both, actually.
It does have versatility that way.
Yes.
All right. Man, I did not have a counter for him, but I do like the idea of having a really big gun. So I'm going to go with my Super Smash Bros. Character of choice, which is Samus.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, one of the great things about the Celebrity All-Star Game is that you do have both male and female celebrities out there. And, like, it's no one's good at basketball. So it is kind of this just, like, nice bonding moment, this nice, hey, the game is for everyone and type of deal. Now, Samus is going to be good at basketball. She can shoot. She's got some aim. Her tracking missile. Put some of that on a basketball and just send that thing straight into the hoop.
Yeah.
You're good. That right?
Exactly. And like her hop. Like she turns into a little ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do the Sonic play with her where she turns into a ball.
I was just about to say, like you have a Sonic now, essentially.
Man, I don't have any good passers though. I'm looking at my team and I think I've overlooked passing. I mean, like Luffy, I don't trust Luffy to throw someone accurately.
Yeah.
And not go through a wall. I have to think about that. Who is your eighth guy?
Well, because you mentioned a female, I'm gonna say I have one female. I know it's awful, but Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob.
She's a hooper.
That's the exact reason why I picked her.
Like we have actually, we've got some game film, right?
Yeah,
I like.
Plus, like when she went crazy over Texas. Like, that's aggression. That's the aggression I want to see on the court with my team. Like, I want my team to put fear into the heart of others. And if you're, like, saying people from Texas are dumb, like, she's going to go insane. And you'll blow up in a giant explosion. So
this feels oddly targeted because I have long held the stance that people from Texas are dumb. I am very anti-Texas. So choosing her... I don't think you knew that about me, but that is now an excellent, excellent selection.
Did not know you did not like Texas.
Texas is the worst.
I've never been.
So I went one time, and I already hated Texas before I went, but it was a friend's wedding, which the friend called me like 10 days prior. I was like, hey, I'm getting married. Can you come perform the ceremony in Texas?
What?
And I was like, I didn't know you were dating anyone. And she's like, yeah, we started like a month ago.
Married in a month? Oh my God.
Yeah. They're actually a wonderful couple and have been married now at this point for like 8 years.
Holy moly.
So like when you know, but the military, these things happen.
You're right.
But so we're driving down this like back roads highway that we haven't seen anyone for hours. And we're going probably a faster than legally should admit speed on this. Because the road was 75 or something. We're going well over that. And it turns to dirt. Just like out of nowhere. And we almost just spin out and lose it because apparently that can happen where a road is 75 miles an hour and then becomes a dirt road. Who knew?
Wouldn't have guessed.
No, I don't like Texas.
Yeah, that's a total valid reason.
All right. Man,
Who do you got?
I need a passer. And you know who is passing all of the records in the music industry? We're going with Taylor Swift.
No, really?
Listen, I think part of this is for a video game. This is for 2K24 or 2K25.
Yeah, you do have to like get people to play this.
Yeah. Do you know how much this is going to help 2K sales if we put Taylor Swift in there?
A lot.
I'm not going to have to buy the game. My wife will have already bought it and logged like a couple hundred hours in it before I even know the game's released.
That's true. I feel like a lot of people will be in that boat.
She'll be better at me at 2K if they're Taylor in this game.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good like cash grab like person. I feel like a lot of teams need that and games. So
yeah. You want to have a successful franchise. You just got to put the most famous person in the planet in it right now. Most liked famous person. I'm sure there are more famous people, but like who doesn't like Taylor?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. That's my eighth person. Who do you got for number nine?
So for my passer, I'm going to do a mind flare from like Baldur's Gate, or I guess D&D, yeah. But I feel like 100% would be passing the ball just at your teammates while also like throwing some weird philosophical questions at you. But like, I think that's going to be my passer.
Have your teammates already had the like mind flare larva ingested into them? Like, can the mind flare know their thoughts? Are they telekinetically linked?
Yep.
Damn. That's good.
So that's how they all kind of communicate too on the court, is with just like that, like, oh my God, I can sense this person's thoughts and they're going to go for the stupidest play. Let me stop them.
That's really good. Can I draft a coach at this point?
Yes.
I would like to draft L from Death Note.
Oh my God.
And he specifically needs to coach in his little like crouch stance with his feet up. Like just, I want the camera to pan over to L. And that be how he's coaching.
That's good. Yeah.
Tactical genius.
I wrote down from my coach, I don't know if you've gotten to part 5 of JoJo's.
I have not.
But Bruno Bucciarati is the coach for my team, just because he's already a powerful gang leader. So mm-hmm. he already knows how to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has to, he can throw people into the zipper realm with his sticky fingers stand. So yeah, I feel like he'd be really good at coaching.
You know, sometimes you gotta take a chance on the wild side, the non-key guys that like will be the right fit for this team. Because I feel like we've already drafted our stars. Your team is captained by Sonic so hard that I'm mad that I didn't think of Sonic earlier. Like I needed a Sonic out here. That was our ninth pick. I think when I had messaged you, I'd said 10, but I hadn't really thought about coaches in this. So you want to go 10 players and a coach, or 12 players and a coach? How many more
that
you
was
got?
That was it for my list.
That is all you got.
I could, because I just threw Bruno as the coach. Like, I could, let me think. Now I have to think, though, for my last player, because I didn't plan this guy. I don't have a lot of real life people. I have Beethoven and Kurt Russell. I'm trying to think of someone IRL.
Who's a modern celebrity that you like?
That I like right now?
Yeah.
My hyperfixation for like the past like 2 months has been Henry Cavill, only because I just finished playing The Witcher, and then I found out, oh my God, there's a Witcher TV show. I watched like 2 episodes of it. I can't get into the show, but like I like the idea of there's a real life Witcher out there. So mm-hmm. I think I guess I could put Henry Cavill on my team. I've like not even just because Witcher, but he was Superman, so like he can be Superman, I guess. And on the court.
He's got some size. He's going to match up great against my Jason Momoa.
That's true.
You know, there we go. We've got a little bit of size to go back and forth with each other. This one may be a little bit cheating because he technically was a professional basketball player.
Uh-oh.
But I think it'd be really funny to put Killian Hayes in here right now.
Oh, my God.
Is Killian Hayes allowed? Do we have to veto Killian?
No, you can put Killian just because he's old now.
Well, he's old news. The Pistons cut him. He's no longer in the league. And just, it feels like the right move. He's no longer part of the team, but we'll bring him back for All-Star.
I think that's totally fair.
Do you have your list written out?
It's on my phone. I'm going to scroll up. Yes. Do you need my list?
Yeah. Let's hear who all you've got.
Okay. Sonic, Kurt Russell, Psycho from Borderlands, Team Fortress 2, Engineer, Mind Flare from Baldur's Gate D&D, Bruno Bucciarati, Sonic. Oh, I have Sonic 3 times on my list. Oh, I actually have Tails on there too, but he's crossed out.
I mean, you know, you could bring in like an extra. There's like All-Stars that bring along their buddy, where it's like, listen, we know Giannis is the main guy, but I guess we'll take Chris Middleton too, or Drew Holiday. And I think if you wanted to get Tails or Knuckles or someone else in the Sonic universe, that would be realistic.
Yeah. And then there's Sandy Cheeks. And then I have Beethoven. Yeah. I think he would be insane just to be like, oh, that is straight up Beethoven. Sephiroth for my height, because I didn't think of someone with height.
Gotta have a big man.
He's kind of like thrown in there just now. I think he replaced Tails, truthfully, because you mentioned height, and I was like, oh yeah, height, like that's important. Oh my god.
And they will be matching up against Luffy, Eren Jaeger, Reinhardt, Waluigi, Samus, Jason Momoa, Taylor Swift, Young Gravy, Killian Hayes, and Coach L from Death Note.
Love that. And I forgot my Zenyatta. He's right here, too.
Big Z.
Yep. I think that would be like, if someone were to see a trailer of that, I think it's, I don't even know. I don't even know, like, who would get all these rights, you know? Like, to use these characters and these real people. Maybe Microsoft.
Yeah. I think part of the reason why the Celebrity All-Star Game always sucks is because, like, people don't want to go out and be embarrassed.
Yeah. But
if you were to do this where it's like, hey, these are all video game characters, or, like, we motion captured Jason Momoa and Henry Cavill out there, like...
He's not even on my list. I gotta put him down because he was just put in now.
So wait, how many people did you end up with? I think
12, because I added Sephiroth, Henry Cavill. No, that's 11. Yeah, 11.
Okay. And your coach.
Yeah.
So wait, 11 players and a coach or 10 and
no,
a coach?
No, I already had Bruno and I was like, I could just throw Bruno as my coach.
Okay. I think I'm missing one.
So there was
one.
Just 9.
I only have, yeah, I've got 9 players, 1 coach. All right. Yeah, works.
Yeah.
I was worried that you were going to snag Luffy or like Eren from me. So I'd also prepared to draft, if needed, Pedro Pascal and Hafþór Björnsson, the mountain. So I was very focused on size.
Yes. I was more focused on like insane people on my team. I was more focused on just like the element of surprise and the element of like, what the actual fuck is this? Like...
You know, there is a thing, is too much crazy, though. You might tip the scales and fallen off the deep end.
Maybe, like, my team's going to turn into, like, someone no one cares about, like, the Washington Wizards or whatever.
Damn, so mean.
Name one person you've ran into that said, I'm a Washington Wizards fan.
You know what? I listened to a podcast, actually, that is hosted by a Wizards fan.
Oh, no.
And they did an annual, or they do an annual, like, most depressing teams draft. And he made the case for a solid, like, 20 minutes why the Wizards are worse and more depressing than the Pistons. And it
Wow, really?
It was a solid case. It convinced me. The Pistons, at least, we don't have guys under contract. We don't have, like, a lot of long-term bad money. The Wizards are garbage and have bad salaries. And, like,
yeah.
They got nothing going for them. So... Well, this was fun. Thank you for coming on and talking a little hoops.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Well, for anyone that's on my audience that doesn't follow you, where can they follow you? Well, give me your pluggables.
Yes, I am on YouTube under Blangela, and that is 3 A's at the end. I have an Instagram and then a TikTok, and that's really all I use. But you can find me there under Blangela.
Thanks. And you can follow me, Nate_HoopsTemple, on TikTok, or email us, hoopstemple@gmail.com. Also, we're on YouTube, just HoopsTemple. Love to hear from you guys.